employ over capacity. I can achieve maximum velocity.
So, yes. Google Buzz. It's here. What is it?
It's Twitter in your Gmail.
Is it better than Twitter?
It's in your Gmail.
Why do I want it?
It's in your Gmail.
Does it cross work with Twitter?
No, it works with your Gmail.
So it's Twitter in my Gmail.
Can I play games on it?
You can play like word games, like, you know, memes, like in Twitter.
Uh-huh. Well then, that's exciting.
Huh. Okay, so that's new. Try that out.
I think people who use Gmail are probably smarter than people who use Yahoo Mail.
Obviously, because
so it's gonna be more fun. And you don't have all these teenage kids who are doing stupid stuff, talking about Twilight and crap in it. Yet, yeah, so far,
not yet.
Or they're completely insulted.
Give it an hour.
Yeah.
Do we need another social network, though? I mean,
what happened to Orkut? No. I mean, you know, Google has Orkut.
Don't worry about that.
Just pretend that doesn't exist. This is new and better because it's called Buzz.
Because even Google got bored with it.
Sounds like a soda, Google Buzz.
I would drink Google that Buzz soda.
I would drink anything. Jeez, it had enough sugar content and caffeine.
But it's already promised a buzz, so if I don't get a buzz when I use it, I'm going to be annoyed.
It's just going to be fairly general and vague. You're going to be you're not thirsty anymore, but at the same time, you
still didn't get the universe.
How will I notice that?
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. No, it's okay. Master of the Universe figures are going to be now.
This is JD's first show, so we're going to be screwing.
I know.
We're going to be kicking him.
JD's the new host.
Wreck. In action.
We smelled the blood in the water.
Oh, jeez. Rude. DC versus Masters of the Universe, because, you know, that makes sense.
So are we having to pay again for all these Masters of the Universe Classics toys we've been buying for $20 a pop?
This has to be
Want to rebuy all these Masters of the Universe Classic toys that you already bought for $20
I'm
a pop?
I'm not going to, no.
Well, now He-Man fights Superman.
I'm going to be annoyed it's easier to find them than, like, having to sit there on the 15th every month pressing a button over and over again waiting for it to load because Mattel can't be bothered to sell things correctly. Oh, wait, now they can. Oh, but maybe not. We're going to, you know, send out the Wonder Bread Prime that wasn't really an issue. Like, can I hate these people anymore?
You know, if I don't get a Trap Jaw and a Battle Cat on the 16th, I'm going to be furious.
That's all I want. When I get those, I'm done anyway.
This is the only way I'm getting these toys.
They created their little club so you could sign up for it and theoretically not have to go through all this hassle to get your figure. And they were like, oh, no, we changed our mind. We're going to do weird figures through that line, but the real figures that you want to get, you still have to fight over with all the scalpers.
Yeah.
They're so like the crack dealers of the toy industry right now. They've got something they know everyone wants, so they're just like completely screwing the customer at every turn.
Does everybody want them?
Well, you know,
more people than are buying them want them, because then we all have to turn around if we can't get them off their website.
Get a Big Bad Toy Store.
Are buying TFRD.net/BBTS.
Yeah.
Yes, who I had last. I had to purchase several Adora figures from because I needed one for my kids, too, and I could only get the one I got.
Yeah, but see, now you can wait, though, and you can get that figure that you've been wanting
with great
plus
customer
a crappy
service.
DC figure.
Yeah.
I want clearance at Toys R Us, which is how I'm going to get them.
Yeah.
It's the DC figures, the new ones, right? The classics.
Yeah.
So basically, you're getting four Horsemen sculpted figures on both ends.
So
this is all this.
There you
so
go.
See, I'm gonna get a He-Man figure and I get a Superman figure to melt. So it's awesome.
If it's Batman and Skeletor, that'd be fantastic.
That would be
see,
excellent.
That's it. See, Chris knows.
I already freaking have the thing. Oh wait, I paid $60 for my Skeletor.
Yeah.
Oh dude, no, I'm sorry.
Well, it's not anybody else's fault that you bought it off of eBay.
Yeah. So
that was
a nice and cheap one. I couldn't get it off their site because those sold out in like 15 minutes on the first day.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got two.
Computer. I have purchased like pitchforks and torches with Mattel front.
March 15th, Mossman and Stratos is being reissued, so I'll have to get Stratos so that I don't have him do a little Sean Connery voice. I'm Stratos. Look at me.
Great. I can sit there on my birthday hitting a button over and over again on my computer and not get my Stratos.
Was it like any other day?
Oh, month.
Oh, Facebook work.
So in Blizzard news, StarCraft 2 beta is coming out this month and announced that the game StarCraft 2 should be coming out mid-2010. So,
lies. All lies. It's never coming out.
It's Blizzard. You know, who knows? But interesting bit of news, and this will segue into the second story, and I'm the only one that plays WoW, I think, right? Or Ender, do you play WoW? No?
No, I think I'd probably like to, and that's why I don't.
I did briefly, just to see what it was about, but I got bored pretty quickly. But...
Yeah, or StarCraft. Anybody play StarCraft? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of Duke Nukem Forever for Blizzard, isn't it?
No, this is more so. I mean, this is less like that because this is actually coming out.
It's orcs in space, right?
It's not StarCraft pictures of miniatures in front of a game screen and trying to pose it off as a game screen.
Yeah, I mean, the thing you have to understand about Blizzard is they, as far as like the StarCraft and Warcraft universe, they pretty much stole it from Warhammer and Warhammer 40K. So as long as you understand that and you're okay with it, then it's fine.
Blizzard seems to be in the business of not making games. They make a game for like 3 years. They put out screenshots. They change it up 3 or 4 times. And they're like, forget it.
I think the funny thing is didn't the announcement for StarCraft 2 come after Diablo? And Diablo 3 is still not out, and StarCraft 2 is going to be out, so I don't know.
What is it, Diablo 3 and World, like Diablo Online? It's like, great, make your own competition at this point.
The sad fact of the matter is that everyone at Blizzard isn't doing any work on any of these games because they're all just playing WoW.
Pretty much. Now, so...
their job.
But if... And so I had this discussion with a friend a while ago. If StarCraft 2 is going to be coming out mid-2010, that was the expected release date for Cataclysm. So is it possible... So now the question is, are they going to delay Cataclysm all the way out to a Christmas release? Do they have a Christmas release, or do they even care?
Why do they even give us dates? They don't. They don't mean it.
Isn't it two different audiences though? I mean, wouldn't there be a different audience for StarCraft 2 from WoW?
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, I'll play both. You know,
in StarCraft 2, they're breaking it up in like 3 parts, so that's only gonna be part one of like the third of the game or something.
Yeah, it'll just be the Wings of Honor or whatever, or Wings of.
It'd be like the humans or something, and then you get the alien races and like the other packs.
I hate episodic games.
Yeah. So yeah, that is the one disappointing.
I want Sonic 4 Episode 1 though.
I want this is one disc. I want like one DS cartridge. That should be Sonic 4. You know.
I'm surprised Sonic 4 isn't on this list. I guess we don't care enough about it to talk about it, do we?
I did remember that, but I didn't hit it on. We can talk about that instead. I was going to mention WoW hitting its plateau, which is not really surprising. But
what's its new plateau?
It's like whatever, 11 million or something like that.
11 million people, yeah. It's just that the audience hasn't changed in forever.
More people play WoW than live in my state. That's insane.
Yeah. So what if it's plateaued? I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean anything either because we have a new expansion coming out. More people. I don't know. But what does it matter? 11 million people? Think about that. 11 million people are paying $15 a month
to not get laid.
Is this the people who've played, period, or just the people who are currently playing?
Those are, I'm assuming those are subscribers. Those are regular subscribers.
People like me who did that free month and were like, you know what, this is not for me. You know, are they still counting those? Or
I don't think so. Because even at that, it's going to wear out, and if someone starts a new one, it doesn't matter. It's same
true,
thing.
True, true. That Mr. T commercial is only selling so many people for more than a month.
Yeah.
That commercial was pretty awesome, though.
But those grenades are sweet in-game. So.
Anytime I see Blizzard's name attached something now, I'm just like, wow, what a cool looking game. Too bad it's never going to come out. Oh, look, there's another WoW expansion.
Hey, go with the money. I mean, here's a game.
It's a guaranteed footprint. It's huge.
Well, I mean, so many million, period, or so many million ongoing. Hey.
Mm. Yeah.
You never stop paying for it.
You gotta milk those people who are there. You have 11 million people who are all gonna want your stupid, you know, extra whatnot.
How much is WoW? $40?
Well, it depends on what your time. Like the original game, yeah, it's like 20 or 30, and then you have to pretty much have the expansions.
Yeah, so you pay $40, then you pay what, 30, 40 for each expansion, and then you're still paying 50. You never stop buying this game.
Yeah,
I would literally be like, should we put out this one-shot deal that no one will play after 6 months unless it's in Staples' $19 bin? Or you know what? Hey, guys, you got jorts on WoW now. It's just going to keep bringing in millions.
Yeah. Well, especially because Battle.net is free, and, of course, they're expanding that now as well. So, but, yeah, I mean, subscriber games is a huge market for PC gaming companies. So, anyway, Hulu.
Oh.
Coming to an iPad near you, maybe.
You know, that's awesome. But I want to mention this. The thing that might sell me on an iPad is that you can run Windows 7 in virtualization the day it launches. That like gets rid of like all of my complaints. Period about iPad. That's actually kind of awesome.
There you go. This would sell me more if the fact I couldn't get Hulu on a netbook.
Yeah, but if you can get it on your flat mobile touchpad, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I love Apple products, but I'm pretty hard sold on this iPad thing. I'm a little disappointed on it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Hulu would be interesting, but like I said, the source is semi-questionable, so we'll see if that pans out. Okay, are you ready for this XV?
What is it for XV?
What is it for?
Live action Akira.
I know enough about it to figure that a live-action version's got to be pretty gross.
It might make more sense to some people, though.
That's true. Maybe this one will make some semblance of sense.
It didn't make much less sense.
Yeah, I've seen Akira and tried to piece together what kind of sense it was trying to make. And it never really – I mean, like, there's some semblance of a plot you can pretend is there. But I remember going to like a bookstore and just when sort of like the manga craze started to hit and they had like the Akira books it came from. And there was like a full shelf of like 13 of them, an inch to an inch and a half thick, volumed out. And I was like, well, which one of those is the movie? And the person with me was like, all of them. And I was like, oh, I think I found our problem. So.
Akira's biggest problem is it's one of those movies you have to be under the influence to really get. You know, you'll be like, what? What? But your one friend that smells like old socks is like, dude, this is deep.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Akira. Yay. Yeah.
But yeah, live action film, so that should be really interesting.
Nice.
Is this actually gonna see the light of day? I don't know.
Well, I don't know, they ended up doing Aeon Flux.
And they did do Dragon Ball, so
I think they can think twice about doing Akira.
God. Oh, okay.
Dragon Ball went straight to TBS at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. That was
amazing. You know, the best part about this Akira thing is that it's being produced by Leonardo DiCaprio's company.
You know.
Pretty eyes
wrong there.
Well, I think we know what he's been doing. If he understands it. So, yeah.
What? Making what? Yeah, whatever. Go with it.
So, apparently, thanks to
this movie's deep, man. Whatever you said.
So apparently, thanks to Akira Avatar, every film is going to be in 3D now, including the Spider-Man reboot.
We're so going to be tired of 3D.
How many migraines are we going to have in 2 years?
Yeah, you're going to need that popcorn bucket, everybody. Let me tell you, in Spider-Man. Get the extra large and don't eat too much of it. Just pour some out when you walk in.
It's all back. His package is in 3D.
God.
God.
Well, I mean, I'm curious. How much does this add to a production budget to shoot in 3D?
I don't know.
Special
probably
camp.
Depends on how good they want it to be, or if they're just going to tack it on.
Well, they can tack it on because Ridley Scott's wanting to make that Robin Hood movie in 3D, and he's already shot it now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, most of it's done in post now, isn't it? I mean, it's all digital.
It's all like anaglyph. Don't they just like make a little bit go to the left, a little bit to go to the right, and make one red and one in green?
Yeah.
And there's like they're wanting to do like Star Wars and other huge movies like Jurassic Park in 3D.
Star Wars, I've been talking about those for years.
We're gonna be so sick and tired of 3D. It's gonna be crazy.
Well, the thing is, it might stay. I mean, thing is with film technology that you know. Sound to color, and now you know digital, and now 3D. When it first comes out, people are like, gimmick," and then it just never goes away. Sound was called a gimmick.
Yeah, well, you know, the jazz singer was really gimmicky. You got to admit.
I'm just saying that people are like, "Who's gonna watch movies with sound?"
It's like editing. This Birth of a Nation is awful. I'm torn because it's a classic, but it's also racist.
It's a technical classic.
It's a technical classic.
No, we all have to watch it in film school because it's the birth of editing. More important than anything it said, it's not that it's a good movie. It's that the person who put it together actually put it together in the modern form
it's
of
history.
Editing.
It's history written in lightning, according to one of our presidents.
But as far as the 3D, I go back. Vincent Price, the Wax Museum. I mean, that was in 3D. You know, I mean,
yeah, it was
it's
a
not
different
like 3D is
though.
A new.
It is a different technology, but they're using.
I'll never forget the last 30 minutes of Freddy's Dead.
Yeah, no. God.
They're coming right at me. They'll bring back the seats with the electrodes in them.
Oh, God.
So,
I'm going to take me to see Friday the 13th 3D as a child. God, I got my ass beat.
you know, as long as movies can keep like the high standard of My Bloody Valentine 3D, you know, I'm okay with it. So, as long as it's not a gimmick,
yeah,
it's an attraction. It gets you into theaters instead of waiting a month for it to be on Redbox. I mean, it works for big popcorn flicks, but let's face it. Hey, thought provoking in 3D. You're like, look, Liam Neeson's pin is right at us.
I saw a great cheesy movie this week for the first time. Has anyone seen Godzilla Final Wars?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. The
best movie ever. That movie's amazing.
I love the fights between American Godzilla and Japanese Godzilla where it's like, 1 second, boom, he's dead.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like Godzilla Returns, what was that?
Hang on. That fights.
Not that it matters. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break the flow.
My favorite part of Final Wars was the it had like the mayor from Final Fight in it. Anybody else notice that?
Like Hagger,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, is that what his name is?
Yeah.
He's a big white dude with a giant mustache, and he's just like huge and kicking ass and saying lines badly in English. It's awesome.
I have to watch this.
You have to watch. Godzilla fights like 90% of his villain roster.
Megalon?
It's pretty much.
I think Megalon's not in there. I think that's the one I said 90% for because I don't remember him being in it.
Is that the one where he dies?
No, he doesn't die.
Mothra, that's versus Destroyer.
That's Destroyer. Okay, that's the one I've seen.
Monster. It has like at least like about a dozen. He fights a dozen monsters in it, all in like the second half of the film.
Basically,
they're getting a little Matrixy about it. It's
Final Wars is if the internet made Destroy All Monsters.
Yes.
that's the best. The main bad guy's this guy. I think he's supposed to be an alien in a spaceship, but pretty much just like memeing the whole thing and trolling it. Oh, that was really quick. Right, this guy.
He's like yelling and screaming about it, getting pissed off. And like
Godzilla by 4chan, basically.
And then they have tons of Matrix ripoff moments in it. There's like this whole subplot about like mutant humans that makes no sense, but it's actually worth watching. Like you're not sitting there during the human scenes going like, man, I wish this would just go away so the monsters could start fighting again. Like it actually is like, wow, that's That's kind of crazy. I mean, it's cheesy. It's cheesy. Don't get me wrong. You can't watch it and not expect Godzilla. It to be seen like a cheesy
awesome. It does have King Ghidorah in it. Awesome.
Yes. It's Godzilla. Oh, it is the best moment of that. I was so excited when he came out because I thought he wasn't coming. And all of a sudden he was there. Oh, it's great. Like, yeah. Every moment of that movie is just this festival of Godzilla awesomeness.
So Mechagodzilla's in it?
No. No Mechagodzilla and no Megalon. Those were the two I really missed. I think they had just done like a whole Mechagodzilla movie before it, I think is why.
I need to watch that then.
Yeah, there is a good Mechagodzilla movie they did. Pretty good. I mean, by Godzilla standards, but not like Final Wars. I was like sitting there, like I put it on to see if my kids would watch it with me, and they like got bored and walked away. So I ended up putting it back on after they went to sleep. So I'm sitting there trying to stay quiet. I was like cheering, like, yeah! Like couldn't like make any noise. It was great.
So speaking of gigantic monster movies, Batman 3 is confirmed.
Hooray!
Ah, yes.
What a surprise! Another... They want more money.
Yeah, another Batman movie? Who knew? And Wonder Woman? Shocking, not really, but...
Yikes.
Isn't Linda Carter a little old now?
She'll be in it for sure. She'll have a cameo.
Yeah, there'll definitely be a cameo. God.
You know, speaking of Batman, Kevin Conroy is going to be in an upcoming episode of Batman Brave and the Bold.
I heard that.
Nice.
That is going to be so awesome.
Do we know what he's doing?
He's going to be Batman. Or a Batman.
Really? Or are they doing like a crossover?
He's a super Batman. From another planet.
Yeah, there we go.
Super Batman from another planet.
Yes. And it's going to be phenomenal.
I don't like Clark, you know, I
Terrence got gunned down in an alley.
I don't want to know because I feel like if I knew it would make me think less of it, and I want to.
Dude,
hope
no,
that,
no, you gotta watch the on YouTube. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, is there a trailer? There's a trailer.
Yes, I'll link to it in the show notes.
Excellent. Yes. So okay, well there you go. I mean, you know, it's Kevin Conroy. You can't really go wrong.
No, you really can't. You can try, but you'll fail. Guaranteed.
Yes. I mean, it makes Arkham Asylum. So anyway. Yes. So Wonder Woman, I don't know. I mean, I'm equating that, I guess, with Blizzard games. It's like a vapor movie. Like, it may exist.
We got a Wonder Woman movie. It was directed DVD, like, last year, and it was awesome. So we don't need a Wonder Woman movie. Screw
that. Like they do these direct-to-DVD animated things to test the water and see if they can make a live action.
Yeah. Did you watch the Wonder Woman?
I did. I have it.
It was great.
With Alfred Molina. Yeah, it was.
They could just copy that and make a movie.
They could, really.
I mean, it's already written out for him. You get Nathan Fillion in it, and there you go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's already cast. Good.
I would be afraid that if they did a Wonder Woman movie, though, it will be equally as awesome as, say, Catwoman. So
No.
It'd have to be better.
Well, it couldn't be, again, much worse. So,
what was the pretty much deal with Catwoman that like it had nothing to do with the premise of Catwoman except that it was a woman dressed up as a cat?
Yes.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's like, I got an idea. What if we bought this like decades-old comic franchise and threw everything away except for the head dress yeah. And called it a movie?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that's well, just weird to mention, but you know, they keep talking about the Green Lantern movie, and they keep saying that it's the first time that someone's going to play a character. Because speaking of, and I can't remember his name, that's playing
Reynolds.
Green Lantern. Yes, Ryan Reynolds is playing Green Lantern and Deadpool. Thank you. He's the first actor to play a character in both universes, which he's not, because despite the fact Catwoman was horrible, Halle Berry did play one in both. But speaking
solid
of Green
point.
Lantern.
Marvel? What was she in? What was she?
People are just trying to forget, man. Let them have their comfort.
She was Storm. Storm.
Oh, no. God.
I know.
Did you remember all those great lines?
See, her acting was so good, you forgot she was Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was somebody in the background.
She blended in so well.
Yeah. Try desperately.
You know what a lightning does to a frog? No.
Oh, God.
Anything else?
I mean,
does it kill it by chance? Oh.
What do you think about the upcoming Captain America movie? We got some news today that it's going to feature the Invaders, which sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Cool.
I was sold. As long as they said it was going to be in the 40s, I was cool with it, because that means they're at least doing the origin right and giving it its own time.
You know, even though Captain America wasn't solo, in my heart, I want it to be a solo story, but it really doesn't fit reality, or the reality of the comic. You know, we really would have the Invaders. We would have Bucky. We would have, you know, all that, so.
And hey, I like the old one with Ned Beatty.
Right. So, but speaking of the Green Lantern, too, then Tim Robbins.
He's going to play a secondary character.
Yeah.
Yay.
Whoop-de-doo! Yeah.
Isn't that Tim Robbins' life secondary character?
Yes.
Burn. Wow. Susan Sarandon's dumped him. Who is that guy?
Oh,
that's right. I went there.
See, not all Hollywood couples are. Oh, damn! All right. Well,
I'm a celebrity. So much for that. My husband, Tim Robbins.
So where are we at on this Green Lantern movie? How is this shaping up? I don't know.
Didn't they cast Sinestro? They casted Sinestro, and they casted
Michael Clark Duncan. That's Sinestro.
No.
Yeah, perfect.
No. God, no.
Spitting image. Is there any way, how are they going to make this movie not look
stupid?
Ridiculous?
Yeah.
There are a lot of money at it.
No, yeah. John Reese Davies is Sinestro.
Gosh.
In 3D.
Yeah, it's going to have to be in 3D. Yeah.
That belly is just coming right at me.
Well, oh, goodness. Yeah, we're sort of coming into the second coming of comic book films, though. I mean, how many are coming out in the next year and a half, 2 years?
Too many.
Too many. But there's no telling if this is going to be, like, just another Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider is kind of a waste of time. It's fun if you look at it knowing that it's going to be crap. It's fun. But don't have any expectations of it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Good.
Man, I can't wait for a Ghost Rider movie. Oh, and this is what they made.
There's a Ghost Rider 2 coming. They're making a sequel.
And they're rebooting, aren't they?
Yeah, they're rebooting. It's going to be from a script that Goyer read, I think, about 10 years ago. It's going to be R-rated is what they're saying.
Which
Is there anything they're not rebooting?
Elektra.
Batman.
Batman was already rebooted.
Yeah, Batman.
Yeah.
Everything is
Transformers.
No, that's not a superhero.
Boy, that'd be nice.
Really should.
They should.
Yeah,
every major comic book movie has either been rebooted or they're going to reboot it, or it's fresh like Iron Man. Iron Man, they're just making a second movie.
Yeah. Or it's been done within the last like 5 years.
I think that's what's going to kill the comic movies. Just continuous reboots. I think people are just going to get tired of that.
There's nothing to prove that yet, though.
Yeah, I think the promise of the new is so great in these things. Like, didn't like the last one, but you still like the character. We'll come back again and we'll try again, and people just show up.
You just got to have like one bad reboot, and then that's it.
Like, well, no one would have come for another
technically movie. We already had that, didn't we? When we had Superman Returns, it was technically a reboot.
It's a reboot in a way, and it's
a continuation and it's a reboot. It ignored the last two movies.
But it was technically
too.
It was a poor movie, though, technically.
Yeah, it was.
But like, now great Superman effects that will bore you to death.
Admittedly,
I didn't even think the effects were that bad.
The scene when he, you know, saved Lois when she was in the plane was amazing. That was it. The only good thing in the whole movie.
That movie, Superman, Deadbeat Dad.
Yes.
God.
Oh my god. Please eliminate that from.
No, it's like, Superman is such a character of moral ambiguity and abandonment.
Dude, all you need to fix Superman, Brainiac, Lex Luthor team up. Do it.
Yes.
Do it.
Break down and let Kevin Smith write it.
Kevin Smith sucks. That's probably the main reason.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. He would write a good Superman movie.
He had a script.
He had Brainiac and Superman, and he was like ready to go.
Yeah, but there's Bob and Jay in the corner. Lol, we get it.
Hey, but you know, he's got his own. He's got Cop Out coming out. Kevin's, it's not even the script he wrote.
He's lost it. He's done.
Yeah.
He's now famous for being Kevin Smith, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's all he has to do.
When he ventures outside of it, it hits him in the face. So yeah.
So, okay.
Kind of like George Lucas.
Yes.
Yes. Well, yeah. Unfortunately, yes.
Man, that's sad, isn't it?
Which Kevin Smith would take as a compliment.
Well, yeah, I know. So, but it's true. It's kind of like, wow, you know, kind of big dude with a beard who had it, lost it.
I'm speaking from no knowledge whatsoever, but I think I follow Kevin Smith on Twitter, so I'm sorry. But he was mentioning something. I think he's doing some sort of independent film. Like he's promoting independent films now or something. Like he's going to be trying to.
Yeah, he should actually put money into something instead of creating something. That's actually not bad.
Yeah, I think that's what he's actually doing now. So I don't know. That's from
I'll always be a big Kevin Smith fan just because he does this thing called dialogue that everybody seems to forget. But
yes, although sometimes too much cacophony. Yeah.
Dialogue anyway. Is great, but when your movie is nothing but, sorry.
Yeah.
You're just trying to make up for the complete lack of it anywhere else in the industry.
Yeah.
All the dialogue we're not getting in one movie.
Any other exciting stories that I missed from this week?
Sonic 4.
Eh.
Yay.
It's hey. Like, you know, Mega Man 9, everyone was like, oh, Mega Man 9, and completely forgot the 5 billion Mega Man games between 8 and 9. But Sonic 4, people are like, no, we're not going to forgive you for this one, guys. No, we got a Sonic Rush 1 through 10. We got a Sonic Battle 1 through 50. We got episodic Sonic 4. No.
You know, I don't want a 2D Sonic game. I just want a good 3D Sonic game. That's
never going to happen.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You know, Sonic Adventure was amazing, except for the city stuff, and that killed it. But
Sonic Rush is technically a 3D Sonic game, and it's awesome. It's 2.5D. But it's close enough.
I don't mind Sonic games, even as bad as they keep getting. It's the episodic thing. I mean, no, I'm sorry. I fail to accept an episodic game in any medium. Let me buy my game once, and I have to keep buying it over a summer. That's just ridiculous to me.
You know, it was Jeremy Parrish or someone at 1UP who said that, you know, if it was $5 a chapter and 4 chapters, I could do that because, you know, I lose interest in a game. I can play a game for a couple of levels just like it was Jeremy Parrish. Play a game for a couple of levels and then you're sort of done with it. So I'd be willing to pay, you know, $20 for a good Sonic game that, you know, could keep my interest over a summer.
Well, most of your downloadable titles are what, 15, 20 at most? I mean, that's really kind of expensive when you think of this medium. I mean, Castlevania X, what was that, $10, $15?
The Rebirth?
Yeah, Rebirth. I'm sorry.
$10. Yeah, it was $10.
Pretty much the Bionic Commando.
I called up a bunch for that Final Fantasy IV cell phone game on the Wii.
Yeah.
Oh, I never got that. I heard so many terrible things about it.
I'm just a nut for Final Fantasy IV.
I wanted it so bad, but I said no.
Downloadable content games, the whole thing is, they're budget games. You know, you're saving, not going to the store, getting a case, and you don't own anything. There's nothing to hold in your hand when you're done. Part of it is the budget that makes it appeasable. Well, now it costs actually more than a brand new Sonic cartridge would cost. I mean, go buy Sonic Next DS Sonic game. It's like what, $30 at most, and $20 in a month. Yeah.
Well, there are some rare exceptions. I was just, like, before the podcast, I was playing Shadow Complex, and it's fantastic.
Shadow Complex is amazing.
I mean, it's $15, and it's basically a Metroid game, Metroid, you know, that you would have paid, like, what, like $40 back in the day on a cartridge for?
What system?
Xbox 360.
I might have to check that out.
It's fantastic. You'd love
it,
Mark.
It's, like, addictive. It's like the only game I've beaten in the last few months because I, like, kept playing it. I'd get up and after I put the kids to bed and go play it because it was so, like, must play more Shadow Complex.
I haven't played any downloadable games that I dislike, to be truthful. I mean, even the ones that aren't as fun as possible, I haven't regretted buying them. Maybe it's because of the low price. Mm. It's just like, well, you know what? It's like when I got James Pond and Danny Phantom in a 2-pack for $20 for my DS at Best Buy. I was like, I bought this for James Pond, but I ended up paying Danny Phantom more, beat it in 2 hours ago. That was $20. That's $10 well spent. You know, the lower I pay, the less my expectation is.
Well, I think the nice thing about the downloadable stuff that is that I think it really has let some stuff come out that wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah.
Like a remake of
Bionic Commando Rearmed. It's awesome.
There was another one I was. Oh, like they redid Curse of Monkey Island.
Yeah.
And they did it so accurate. There's a, you can press one button press. It will switch between the original PC version and the new 3D one in real time. Like
R-Type does
talking.
That, and it's, nice. It's amazing.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. But there's like voice stuff in this one too, so it's just awesome. It's great. And that's the kind of thing we wouldn't get if they weren't doing this at all. So I'm all
and
for
we got,
that.
We got Marvel vs. Capcom 2 again for $15. And it's actually on sale this week on Xbox Live for $10.
Dude, Ninja Turtles 89 was $4 for download.
Oh, and that was one of my favorite games ever. I love that arcade game. Bring me a Simpsons game that was kind of like that.
Yes.
That
it wasn't very good.
And the six-player X-Men. And some really old six-player X-Men arcade game.
Let me get a Konami beat-em-ups greatest hits on a disc for my Wii or 360 or something. That would, I mean, the licensing would be nightmares.
Play Bad Dudes.
Yes.
Why doesn't LucasArts pull out more of its old games and like and just put them on a disc? I mean, like if you could get that to like TIE Fighter to run, I'd pay $30 again to play TIE Fighter.
Sega's Spider-Man arcade game.
I love that game and it's awful, but
yeah, I just not so. And Moonwalker, the arcade Moonwalker. I could just pump quarters in that all night.
I remember calling Sega's, like, you know, can you help me track down a copy of Spider-Man Arcade? And they're like, are you serious? And I'm like, yes.
And Brian's always like, right to the phones, man. Like, I want this.
I love that game. It turned out to be so much Sega. Crap.
That's what makes made the great. When everyone started getting online in the mid-90s or early 90s and emulators were coming around, people were like, finally, I can play Tempest all night long without having a pocket full of quarters.
Nice.
Dude, Double Dragon 3 arcade game. Oh, it's still bad. But I didn't have to pay for it.
We should all get on Xbox Live and play Ninja Turtles.
I've got it.
I got it.
You don't run out of quarters. Yeah. You can beat that thing in 10 minutes.
Yeah, on Xbox Live, I'm B. Kilby. I think I've mentioned that on the show before, but if anyone's out there and wants to send a friend request, it's B. Kilby.
I should probably do that.
And I'm... Oh, wait, I'm not on
Xbox. It's pizza time. It's pizza time.
Go put the lights out.
Okay.
And I die dying on turtle soup.
So, this has been New Soundwave episode... What episode is this?
17.
17.
She's only 17.
That's legal, guys.
She's only 17.
Daddy says she's too young. Seven. She's older
for me. So, I still work with consummate for professionals.
Right, I guess at this point, Nick sure has lost interest in us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got his Dracula cape on and over at someone else's podcast. He's over at the Superhero Time podcast any day now.
Yeah, we're only five over there.
Oh, you are right in extra territory. He's got his little plastic cape on and plastic fangs. Oh, yes. Bring that sweetness.
I can just imagine Nickster waiting outside of Fort Max's window, just like clutching his hands. He's like, yes, he will be mine. He will be mine.
Okay.
So.
Yes. This has been Brian Kilby, Chris Triplett, Ender, XV, John, Rob, and I'm your host, JD.
I was on the show.
Liar.
A touring child. Emotions wild. And hope compiled. All acknowledgeable. Damage. Considerable. War. Unattainable. War. Unattainable.